We've thrown the doors wide open here this morning on my front patio. It's Rosie's house. I want y'all to come on in, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and get real comfortable. We're visiting with special guest Michael Wiesner, the chair of the Oracle Dark Skies Committee, and we're just prepared, getting ready to pique your interest. We've talked about the popularity of the star parties at the different state parks. Well, they're getting ready to chair one next weekend. Mike, there's one thing to get to a designated dark sky location, but there's something else about getting there with educated people that can tell you what you're seeing.
Absolutely. And when we have these star parties, we have a couple of the local astronomy clubs out of Tucson and the Saddlebrook community come with their telescope. And their members are very knowledgeable about the night sky. We've had talks by some of the members where they talk about the Native American cultural connection to the night sky, the constellations, that hundreds and thousands of years ago the Native Americans saw in the night sky, and how they used the night sky for agricultural planning, for religious planning, religious services. And so, as I mentioned earlier, there's this connection that we as humans have to this night sky. And it's been there for thousands of years. And that's something that people really do want to come out and appreciate. So we have these experts who tell them what they're seeing in the telescope, if they're just looking up into the sky with their eyes, what they're actually seeing and why it's important that they're being able to see that.
That would just be huge. I learned about 8 or 9 years ago to kind of cheat, since I don't know a lot. I just downloaded this app called Skyview Light, and you point your smartphone into the sky and it tells you which constellations you're seeing. And then I bought a book, Almanac of Constellations, and it tells you all about what you're looking at and kind of the role that constellation has played in society, human civilization over the eons. It's just, I'm in bed pretty early, but boy, I get that going, and me and the kids and the grandkids, we just stay up almost all night. It's fantastic.
The history of the night sky is just a fascinating topic. Like I say, going all the way back to the Native Americans, or in the Middle East, or in China, there's just so much that over the centuries that people have understood to some level, about what was going on in the night sky. You think about thousands of years ago, people were looking up into the night sky and they saw some of the stars were moving around, and those were the planets that were visible to the eye. And they figured out what was going on with those. So, humans are pretty smart.
Oh, mercy. Well, you were mentioning when you first got interested in space, and I think we probably, but by the sound of it, are probably close to the pretty same age. I mean, my first experience in getting infatuated with space was my first grade teacher in the early 60s, and Russia had launched Sputnik 1, and it just consumed Mrs. Prague that we were playing catch-up to the Russians. And then when JFK announced, "We're going to the moon," you would have thought he had come to Welch, Louisiana Elementary School and coronated this woman. I mean, I think she levitated in class. It was absolutely unbelievable. She says, "We're going to the moon."
Well, I grew up watching, Rocky Jones, Space Patrol and things like that on TV back in the 50s, as well as Lone Ranger and Wild Bill Hickok, all those kinds of shows, the cowboy shows. But I was really interested in all the space stuff, partly because of my older brother getting me interested. And so, when Sputnik launched, we're out in the backyard, looking. We had the Times that were published in the local newspapers, and we'd be out there trying to watch it. Of course, as it turned out, when we were out there thinking we're just actually seeing the Sputnik satellite, we were not seeing the satellite itself because it was too small and too faint to see with the eye. We were actually seeing the Russian rocket booster that launched it.
Oh. Now,
you're right. When President Kennedy said, "Hey, we're going to go to the moon, we've been launching the astronauts, both us and Russia," that was a really big deal.
That was
and
a huge
deal. And then we forgot how to do it, but after we got there.
And then didn't the Russians put a dog on Sputnik 2? I can't remember that.
They had a dog, like I believe the name was, which, you know, did not survive. But, you know, that's what they did. When I was a kid, I got these little model rockets from a company that made them, which is actually still in business.
Estes Rockets.
And I would launch spiders. Oh. I would launch spiders.
All right. Well, we've got a break for bottom of our news, but when we get back, we're here with Mike Wiesner, the chair for the Dark Sky Committee of Oracle State Park and retired fighter pilot. We're going to find out how high has he been, how fast has he gone, and what astronomy apps does he have on his phone? All when we get back right here at Rosie on the House. Let's do some stargazing together.